Lenten Retreat with Father Don De Castro. Meditation number 1.
The New Evangelization. Pope Benedict XVI is the present Supreme Pontiff of the Catholic Church, and as all Supreme Pontiff or Popes of the Catholic Church, their first and primary obligation is to remind Catholics during their pontificate of the way souls are saved as taught by Jesus Christ and as entrusted to the Catholic Church. And so the role of the Holy Fathers or the Pope is to show us, to show each Catholic and to remind each Catholic, or sometimes to correct Catholics on the manner in which Christ wants us to save our souls. There is only one way in which we can save our souls, as taught to us by Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came to earth precisely first to show us how it is done, secondly to teach us how to do it, and thirdly to entrust the way by which souls are saved through His church that He meant to exist for all times. Now this process by which man work for the salvation of his soul is taught to him through a process called evangelization, meaning to say the teaching of the message of the Gospels. So that is what we call evangelization. And now we shall try to see why Pope Benedict calls it new. Is this different from the old evangelization? Of course not. It is exactly the same as the old evangelization. But there is something that happened in the history of mankind that forced the Holy Father to use this name, new, to compare it with how man was being evangelized in the years past. It has been noticed that from the time of Jesus Christ, evangelization had always been done in the proper way, based on what you call the apostolic commission, which Christ initiated with the apostles and can be found in the last gospel chapter of Saint Matthew, when it says that Christ called his disciples and told them to go to all nations, baptizing them and teaching them all his commandments and how to observe them. Let us look at the two last statements of that apostolic commission. It says there, to teach all my commandments and how to obey them. Now that is evangelization. And from the time of Jesus Christ to the apostles and to the centuries in the history of Christianity, evangelization was done that way. It has never changed. The first century, second, 10th century, 14th century. But around the 15th century, some trouble began to happen in which the true message of Christ through evangelization had become unclear. This precisely happened after the Great Council of Trent. It is a great council of the Catholic Church because it defined and clarified so many doctrines of the Church. And so by the time the Council of Trent was over, so many dogmas of the Catholic Church and many moral teachings had been clarified. The general councils are, in general, infallible. They do not commit mistake. The infallibility has been attributed to the Pope alone. An ecumenical council would share that infallibility when it is run with the Pope at its head. But after the ecumenical council, when the commissions of the councils begin to ratify and implement the findings and the writings of the council, then trouble usually begin. There are confusions, there are misunderstandings, and many other things happen that blurs the good work of the council. And after the Council of Trent, there seems to be something wrong with the presentation of moral theology as taught in the seminary, and this defect in moral theology entered into the catechisms of the Catholic Church. Now, these defects and these errors were not very obvious on the 16th century or the 17th, but it became very obvious at the 18th century. It was showing its ugly head around the 17th century, but it became even more obvious in the 18th century. So the popes, as is their duty, began to fight these errors. Pope Pius IX fought it valiantly. Pope Pius X with his Pascending. And this monster that seems to be attacking the Catholic Church was in the form of a heresy called nominalism in the 17th century. And in the 18th century, 19th, it came in the form of what you call modernism. So by this time, the doctrines and the teachings of the Catholic Church were becoming blurred. It wasn't clear as it was before. And not only that, the catechisms, the teachings of the priests, the preaching especially, and even the theological courses in the seminary seems to be defective. Holy Mother, the Church could not very well pinpoint where were the defects, but they knew there was something wrong. And so they keep on imposing the solutions, the medicines, but it seems that the virus that has infected the Church would not go away. This even became worse during Vatican II around the 1960s, when there was practically turmoil in the discussion among the fathers of the Vatican Council, Vatican II. And so the Catholic Church asked for the help of an international commission of theologians to work as an advisor to the Ecumenical Council, Vatican II, that took place during these our times. And it was very obvious that the heresy of nominalism and modernism was inside taking part in the discussions of Vatican II. The documents of Vatican II were not infected. There were no traces of these errors in the Vatican documents. But the documents in some places were so unclear that The interpretation could be in two ways, the right interpretation and a wrong interpretation. Because of this blurred also, this unclear presentation of Catholic truths during Vatican II, when it ended after Vatican II, many interpretations took wrong turns. It infected preachings. It infected the dogmas of the Catholic Church, the teachings of the Catholic Church. It thwarted and distorted the liturgy. So much so that Pope Benedict, as Cardinal Ratzinger, found the great necessity to do something. And so, on December 12, year 2000, still as Cardinal Ratzinger, he gave a speech in New York, I believe, addressing catechists and religion teachers, where he presented his new evangelization. He insisted that this new evangelization is not really new. He calls it, it's really the traditional and classical evangelization. But he wanted to use the word new evangelization for very good reasons. First, because it explains a new commandment, and whoever learns this new evangelization, which is really the old evangelization, is transformed into a new man. It can transform the world into a new world. And anybody who puts it into practice into his life is really transformed into a new person. Even Saint Paul says it's a new man that comes out of the old man. And so the reason our Holy Father used the word new evangelization is simply because it is based on the new commandment, and he wanted it differentiated from the evangelization used after the Council of Trent up to the present by many, many preachers, by many religion teachers, by many catechists, wherein their evangelization is infested by the heresy of nominalism and modernism. And so this retreat is meant to be a cooperation in the work of our Holy Father and instilling this new evangelization to the whole Catholic world, keeping in mind what Pope Benedict says, it is meant precisely for Catholics who have forgotten their Catholic religion, to teach them once again the right way of saving their souls.